Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn we sang right before the announcements and the eulogy is called the Nunc Dimittis, which means, now let me pass. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel. These are the words of Simeon, a man near the end of his life, nearly 2,000 years ago. And I want you to imagine him with me for a moment. Great tufts of white eyebrows overshadow his wrinkled brow. He walks with the unsteady gait of age, leaning hard on his gnarled staff. On this particular morning, Simeon waits in the temple courts of Jerusalem. Smoke rises above the Nicanor gate, and inside the holy place, the priests, Aaron's sons, stoke the morning sacrifice. The old man finds a corner. He leans back against the cool stone. Simeon will wait here. He closes his eyes and he ponders the dream from two nights before. A voice calling to him in the night. Messiah is here. The Christ is come. You shall see his glory blaze before you die. 2 days hence, wait in the temple courts. And so the old man waits to see the one who is the hope of the world, the hope of the living and the dead. The cool stone refreshes his old bones. Simon's mouth sags in sleep. But then a gust of laughter. Simeon wakes. He opens his eyes. Not a step away is a family fresh from sacrifice. A teenage girl with dancing eyes bounces a baby boy on her shoulders. Her husband hugs a wicker cage that recently held two doves, now offered in sacrifice. And both husband and wife can hardly contain themselves because the baby boy keeps stretching a little hand towards the old man, Simeon. His month-old eyes are wide, intense. You want to say hi, Yeshua? You want to say hi, Jesus? The girl grins at Simeon. You want to hold him? And in that moment, the Spirit comes upon the old man. He sees a blaze of glory. He sees the Messiah, the Christ that the boy will become. He sees a man fresh from sacrifice. He sees gentle eyes and a smile that covers the world. He sees a strange crown banded with thorns. He sees a strong hand with wounded wrist reaching for him. And he hears a voice. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then it is all gone. But the babe is still reaching towards him. And Simeon sweeps the child up in his arms and sings, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles. And to be the glory of thy people, Israel. Sisters and brothers, this afternoon we have gathered to mourn the passing of Chuck Walker. And these past 2 years have been a long journey for Chuck and for his family. A season of shadows, but also glimpses of glory. Last January, Chuck and I were eating lunch at Primo's. And it looked like the operation on his cancer had been a success. He couldn't eat much, of course, but he seemed to be gaining, and he smiled that shy smile as we talked about his job, surprise, surprise, and trucking. I learned all sorts of things about trucking from him that I didn't know. We prayed together, but over the next several months, the cancer reasserted itself. Again and again, we met for prayer and holy anointing. And after services here on Sunday, Chuck's hugs and shy smile would bless me right back there by the font. Even in the midst of his cancer, God was at work in Chuck's gentle soul and through Chuck's gentle soul. And in November, Chuck knelt on these very steps and reaffirmed his faith in Jesus as the bishop laid hands on him and confirmed him in the Christian faith, a remembering of his baptism, of his death with Christ through the water, and of his resurrection out of the water, the hope of what is to come. The last time I saw Chuck alive was in the hospital. And like Simeon in our story, he knew he was a man who was near the end of his life. "I'm going home," he wrote on his little notepad. But that shy smile was still there. As he worked to hook the syringe to his feeding tube, a feeding tube that just always was misbehaving, Chuck squirted some of the liquid food in the air, cracked a grin, and lifted his eyebrows in mock surprise at the nurse. A little joke in the midst of sorrow. And then this past Wednesday, Chuck leans back against his sheets, cool as temple stone, and with Simeon, his mouth sags in sleep. And then, at 8:30 p.m., I imagine him hearing a gust of laughter. Chuck wakes. He opens his eyes, and he sees a blaze of glory. Not a step away is a man fresh from sacrifice. He sees gentle eyes and a smile that covers the whole world. He sees a strange crown banded with thorns, and he sees a strong hand reaching out with wounded wrists to him. And he hears a voice. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Last Wednesday at 8:30 p.m., Jesus reached out his hand to Chuck. And it would not surprise me at all if Chuck cracked that shy, sweet smile and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.